Hello and welcome to HW Editorial with me, Sujit Nair. Here you can listen to my views, my analysis. Follow this podcast to stay updated. At HW News, we have been delivering news that matters to you. Our goal is to present you with information that stimulates conversations around topic of larger public importance that often gets lost in primetime shows. Namaskar. Welcome to another episode of Editorial. The government of India has on their Instagram handle, My Government, put up the original preamble of our constitution. Let's talk about it. Let's get right into the show. Okay. So, the government of India, in their Instagram handle called My Government, My GOV. In their Instagram handle, they put up the original preamble. Original preamble. Now, let me tell you first what a preamble is. Then we will come to why am I emphasizing this word original. You see, a constitution is a philosophy. A preamble is a summation of that philosophy. It's a comprehension of that philosophy and it is an introduction to the constitution. That is what a preamble is. Now, why did I use the word original three times? I use the word original three times is because the preamble that the government has published in their Instagram handle is what was published or what was adopted on the 26th of November 1949. The Constituent Assembly had adopted this preamble. Okay, na? So it is original. Now, why do I call it original? Because it was amended. It was amended in 1976 by Mrs. Indira Gandhi's government during the emergency. It was amended. Now, let me first read the preamble out, then we will talk about the amendment. The preamble reads as follows. We, the people of India, having solemnly resolved to constitute India into a sovereign democratic republic and to secure all its citizens. Justice, social, economic, and political. Liberty of thoughts, expression, belief, faith, and worship. Equality of status and of opportunity. And to promote among them all. Fraternity, assuring the dignity of individual and the unity of the nation. In our Constituent Assembly, this 26th day of November 1949, do hereby adopt, enact and give to ourselves this constitution. This is the original preamble to our constitution. Now in 1976, Mrs. Indira Gandhi during the emergency had changed two words. She added two words and the words were socialist and secular. Those are two words added. Now, even then a lot of people questioned, aisa kaisa socialist and secular tum add kar sakte ho bhai? How can you add this? You are trying to preach your own ideology. You are trying to preach your own political ideology and so on and so forth. So, but it was added. In 1976, it was added under the 42nd Amendment. So, that was the story. Now, the government of India says 42nd Amendment chodo. This is the original preamble and they put it in their website. So let us talk about what they put in the website and let us talk about what they want to tell us. In the website, the government, like I said, what you see in your screen, you can see the preamble of the constitution and in the end of it, the website says or the Instagram handle says, how is New India faring on the principle it laid down? Technically, they are saying that how is Mr. Narendra Modi's Sarkar, Narendra Modi's government faring in all these things which are said. I will do a separate editorial on each of those aspects and how the New India or the Narendra Modi government, whichever way you call it, is doing. I will do a separate one on that. But as on today, I will talk to you exactly what the government of India has written down in their Instagram. That is what I'm going to talk to you about. Okay. For starters, the government of India said that we've got Atmanirbhar defense. Atmanirbhar defense. The government of India says indigenous design and development worth 17,885 crores. This is what they've said in their Instagram. Now, let me just tell you, just for your information, India has lost access to 26 out of 65 petroleum points in eastern Ladakh. This is what a research paper says according to the Hindu. This is what Hindu had written. 26 out of 65 petroleum points, we've lost it in eastern Ladakh to China. But we say we are Atmanirbhar defense and we have put indigenous design and development worth 17,885 crores. They've spoken about bringing border regions into the fold, vibrant villages program in 2,963 villages. They also talk about zero tolerance. Zero tolerance against terrorism. They speak about surgical strike. Now, when they speak about zero tolerance to terrorism and when they speak about surgical strike, what I also want to ask is, there was this man called Hafiz Saeed. This man called Hafiz Saeed, a person who committed crime against India. The person who caused the Mumbai terror attack, Hafiz Saeed. We are talking to Pakistan and all, but we couldn't get him back. We did surgical strike. We did surgical strike, but we couldn't get Hafiz Saeed back. Forget Hafiz Saeed. You know, there's a man called Ibrahim Daud. He used to stay in Mumbai. He was a Mumbai Don who's become one of the top terrorists today. He stays in Pakistan next door. We did surgical strike, but we couldn't harm him. Bolte na, baal baka nahi kar paya Ibrahim Daud ka. He is staying there luxuriously in a palatial house and all that. He is staying there. Wo kuch nahi kar paya, but yeah, we have a zero tolerance towards terrorism. Theek hai na? Okay, no problem. Terror incident down in JNK by 82%. This is also what the government says. Okay, let's go further. More inclusiveness, Nari Shakti Vadhan Adhiniyam. Passed after 27 years. Nari Shakti Adhiniyam is 33% of the parliament will now be women. The women reservation bill. Very good. Achha, the women reservation bill is not happening from 2024 and all. It is happening after 2029. That is another 5 years from today. But you empowered women. But you know, Sakshi Malik had to cry, weep. In front of the press. Why? Because a few colleagues of hers were allegedly molested by a political MP, a Bharatiya Janata Party MP, molested. These girls went to pillar from pillar to post asking for justice, nobody gave them. Finally, they took to the streets. Are FIR, they couldn't get it made. It took them some 4 or 5 months to get a simple FIR registered. Woman empowerment. You know that Ram Rahim fellow, that convicted rapist, he spends more time in furlong and parole. Every second day he's at home and he's hardly in jail. Woman empowerment. We have cases like Hathras, Bilkis Banu, whose rapists were set free thanks to the Supreme Court, that they were caught and brought back to justice. Otherwise, the Gujarat government had let them go. Remission. Killed her entire family and raped her. And they were let go. Women empowerment. This I couldn't understand. Theek hai, let's talk about more transparency. More transparency, they said 34 lakh crores transferred directly in beneficiaries' bank account. This is a good scheme. I am not disputing that. This is a good scheme. But what I want to ask is, what about those 2,366 farmers in Maharashtra who died in the last 10 months? What about them? Why are they not part of these beneficiaries? When is this suicide going to stop? What about those farmers? What about those farmers who are threatening to commit suicide? I had done a story on that. Kharif failed, Rabi is failing. They threatened to commit suicide. What about those farmers? So that's another point I wanted to make. Digitalization of government platform. Now that has happened. That has happened. That has happened and there is no doubt about it. 5.2 lakh CSCs delivering e-services at the doorstep. Service centers, that is what CSC is. Now, CSC is there converting, that also has happened. There is no doubt about it. But somewhere down the line, I should say that CSC was a program that happened much before 2014. CSC was a program that happened much before 2014. So, it is continuing. So, that is very good. And that is very nice. And that is very nice of this government to actually have mentioned work which is also done by other governments. So, that's fine. Okay. Then they talk about the new parliament dedicated to the nation. Very good. Now, let us talk about the new parliament. My first parliament in India that saw 146 MPs suspended. 146 MPs suspended. This was possibly the first parliament in India where some young guys got into the parliament, put a gas can and just could get away with that. Get away, well, they are arrested. But they came in with a gas can and put it inside the parliament. The same parliament. So this is the new parliament. Okay. Then they talk about this. Instagram handle talks about lasting peace in Northeast. Lasting peace in Northeast? My God. You know, I don't know if you have forgotten or was there some error in printing or was something that they missed out. Manipur, close to 175 people died. Women were raped. They were paraded naked. Mass burial held for 87 people killed in Manipur in ethnic classes. This happened recently. Mass burial in our country, in our independent country, in New India. And a line like lasting peace in Northeast. I didn't know where this came from. Last mile delivered to service via Viksit Bharat Sankalp Yatra. Well, I don't know what was delivered, so I am not going to say much on this. Leading the world in financial inclusion, digital empowerment and women-led development. Again, women-led development? What women-led development? You see, when we are still in the era of questioning women's safety, when we are still in the era where a person can easily molest a woman or could think of molesting a woman and roam free, what empowerment are we talking about? What financial inclusion and women-led development are we talking about? I quite didn't get this point either. Let's talk about social justice. More stringent laws to protect rights of SCST. 10% reservation of economically weaker classes. Rupees 24,000 crores dedicated to tribal women welfare under PM Janman. You remember that photograph of Madhya Pradesh? That person from scheduled tribe being urinated on? Do you remember that photograph? So I wonder what social justice are we talking about? Economics. Over 4 crores houses under the PM Avas Yojana. PM Dhan, world's largest financial inclusion program. 8 crore new entrepreneurs under PM Mudra. Near 25 crores lifted out of multidimensional poverty. Well, one has to say that India has the third largest number of unicorns according to Global Unicorn Index 2023. That one has to say. Okay, now. But one also has to say that while we all talk all of this economic development and all that, we need to understand that 1% of the population, 1% of the population owns 40% of the wealth in India. What are we talking about? What development are we talking about? What economic development are we talking about? 2.5 crore jobs were offered per year. BJP's manifesto is going to promise 25 crore job. Where is this job? What job? We've not seen jobs for so many years. So where are these jobs? What economic development are we talking about for a common man? What difference has it made to a common man? Which common man has grown richer? So that's as far as equality and economic justice is concerned. Now talk about political. Political, first ever block development elections in JNK, decentralization of governments by empowering local bodies, devolution of taxes from center to state from 32% to 42%. For crying out loud, 7,000 crores that West Bengal is crying because they have not received money for paddy. to buy paddy and give their people. A few months back, I had done another editorial for 6,000 crores, which that state was asking for to give Manrega workers. What decentralization are we talking about? And political equality? Is a non-BJP governed state equal to a BJP governed state? Is that how the central views it? Most of the non-BJP governed state, the ministers and chief ministers are embroiled in ED and IT. Not one BJP governed state, there is a ED or an IT case against a minister or a chief minister. Is this equality? Putting CBI, putting ED for people to jump from one party to another party, is this political equality? They should have not even mentioned this in this particular advertising which they did. They should have not even mentioned it. Because we are far away from political equality and political justice. Far, far away. And every day we are drawing ourselves further. Anyway, that is as far as politics is concerned. And then, of course, they talk about ensuring dignity for all. 9,800 crores worth loan disbursed to street vendors. 22.93 crores released for equipments of Safai Karmacharis. 11 crores toilet ensures dignity of women. So on and so forth. You know, all this is good. But parallelly, let me also tell you that there is 11.17 lakh odd crores which are bank debts, defaulters, frauds. Most of those big people will get haircuts. Yeah, I mean, you're giving 9,800 crores for street vendors, 22,000 crores for Safai Karmacharis. All that must have been given. But when it comes to a few rich, 11 lakh crores, 11 lakh odd crores gone. So some are donated, some take. You decide, ensuring dignity for all. Empowering unity in diversity. They say that Ek Bharat, Shrestha Bharat, to promote national unity. NEP 2020 to promote learning in your own language. Now I'll give you some details about that. I have done an editorial on this, but of course, like I said, people normally don't watch such editorials. But I had done an editorial on Acer Report 2023, where they say that when they conducted a research between 14 and 18, that is 7th standard to, or rather 8th standard to 10th standard, to 12th standard, when they conducted a research, they found out that about 25% of this age group cannot still read standard 2 level text fluently in their regional language. More than half struggled with division. 3-digit by 1-digit. Only 43.3% of 14 to 18 age old were able to do such problems correctly. The skill is usually expected from 2nd or 3rd standard students. This is the quality of our education. And we are talking about NEP 2020 promoting learning your own language. Okay, let's go further. Further, they say 48% startup having women directors. 75% Awas Yojana, solely owned jointly by women. Over 70% Mudra loan sanctioned to women. All this, but no safety for women. I have said this many a times and I don't want to repeat. While we speak about, you know, empowering women and all, basic empowerment, that is society securing their women, that bit, I think we have a problem. Let's go further. Critical sectors opened up for private players. Yeah, critical sector is opened up for private players. Be it ports, be it airports. But you know the problem? The problem is their private players means one or two player. Actually one and two player in the private sector that gets all the openings. So yeah, I mean, this is right. But the way it is, we all know. GST ensuring one nation, one market. GST is one of the most confusing, most complicated, and the most tough law that an Indian entrepreneur, especially a small entrepreneur, is facing. Nobody says don't do GST. Nobody says remove GST. All we say is put GST as a last mile. Right from a bolt manufacturer to a nut manufacturer to a paint manufacturer to a screwdriver manufacturer has to pay GST. Take it from the person who buys the car. Let the dealer put GST to the person who buys the car, and the person who buys the car pay the GST. Finally, that's why it's happening. Consumer is paying the GST. We are paying the GST. But then why complicate the entire issue by ensuring that even a manufacturer of nut pays GST, and that goes on, and then he gets back and then comes back and goes up. For which a small-time manufacturer has to hire CAs, has to hire company secretaries and the works. The problem is, if something goes wrong, he gets a notice. If something goes wrong, he has to run around GST office. If something goes wrong, he has to pay huge fines, which he has not done deliberately. It is just that he was not equipped enough for the compliance. Other than complicating his life, make his life easier. वैसे भी पैसे नहीं है, it's complicated. By putting in GST and compliance and paying GST and returns and all of that, let the last mile pay GST. Anyway, we are paying GST. We'll pay GST. Why start it from the first? So GST is one of the most complicated schemes that were brought in by the government. Abrogation of Article 317 JNK. Ensured equal rights for women, SCs, STs, Safai Karmacharis, etc. More than 1,200 obsolete acts from the colonial era scrapped. Yeah, they were. But there were new amendments in UAPA that was put, IT Act, which were far more dangerous than what these colonial acts were. So yeah, one removed some acts, but one added some more laws which suited the governance, the current dispensation. 39,000 compliances reduced. 39,000 compliances reduced, but end of the day, ask any businessman, especially any small businessman, the amount of compliance that he or she has to go through. The point that I'm trying to make is as follows. The point that I'm trying to make is, I don't claim that every government that India had followed our constitution or respected our constitution or went by our constitution. I had a lot of government. Each government had their own ways how they circumvented our constitution, and this government is no different. So the one line I want to make is new India and old India. There is no much difference. Everything is the same. The problems are the same. The way it is presented to the people could be different. This is the point I wanted to make. Till I see you next time, that's tomorrow at 10. Take care.
Stay ahead with our Cutting Edge News app. Instantly access the latest shorts in just 1 minute and breaking news in just 50 words. Download now for a smarter, faster news experience.
If you like this episode, please rate us with 5 stars right now. HW News podcasts are available on BingePods and all other audio platforms. Also, don't miss to check out our news reports from the house of HW News podcast. We are sure you will love it too.